The state's head public defender says his staff is having more trouble than ever contacting Vermont inmates that are housed out of state. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the problem started after Vermont inmates moved into a state-run prison in Pennsylvania.
Matthew Valerio is the defender general for Vermont. His office manages court-appointed defense attorneys, and his staff also monitors conditions for Vermont inmates and investigates allegations of mistreatment. But he says Pennsylvania prison officials have made that job harder as staff attempt to communicate and meet with the more than 200 inmates housed out of state.
So far, this Pennsylvania placement has been far and away the most difficult to get access to the inmates to find out what's going on down there and address whatever needs they might have, or even just to address their ongoing legal issues that they have in Vermont.
Valerio's staff has even been denied access to Vermont inmates when they traveled to Pennsylvania to see them.
There have been general representations from my investigative staff that have said, look, we go down there, we play by their rules, we do what they want us to do, and then they still don't let us see the people we've come to see.
The inmates also don't have access to a confidential attorney-client phone line that's available in Vermont state prisons. Valerio says some of the problems stem from the fact that Vermont's arrangement with the state of Pennsylvania is different than past contracts to house prisoners out of state. Officials say Vermont sends inmates out of state because there's not enough capacity at in-state prisons. The past housing arrangements have all been with private companies operating their prisons under contract with the state of Vermont. The deal with Pennsylvania is different. That deal is governed by an interstate compact instead of a private contract.
So the contract is subject to the interstate compact, and it basically allows the home state, wherever the inmates are held, not Vermont in this case, to make rules regarding access and what you have to do to get access to them. And Pennsylvania has a lot of hoops to try to jump through just to get to see and talk to inmates.
Valerio says his staff didn't have to jump through those hoops at any of the past out-of-state prisons. His office has talked to Vermont's Department of Corrections about the problem. Mike Duchette is Deputy Commissioner of Corrections in Vermont, and he says the department is trying to work with Pennsylvania to improve the Defender General's access to Vermont inmates.
We have very little authority to impose that or impose any sort of penalty fee against Pennsylvania because, again, this falls under the interstate compact. That said, we are hearing the concerns from the Defender General's office, and we have proposed a solution to Pennsylvania.
Valerio's staff is responsible for ensuring that inmates' constitutional rights aren't being violated. But Vermont state officials are mostly powerless to make sure that staff has the access it needs to do that work for Vermont inmates housed in Pennsylvania. Valerio said he hopes Pennsylvania officials will start cooperating, but
I don't rule out the fact that, you know, we might have to sue somebody to make sure that this works better.
Valerio's staff is currently investigating the death of 68-year-old Vermont inmate Roger Brown, who died last month at Pennsylvania's Camp Hill Prison. Valerio says the access issues for his staff predate the Brown investigation. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.